Comcast has withdrawn its bid for the Walt Disney Company. The cable giant made its offer at a vulnerable time. Disney stock is in a slump, and management has been fending off a shareholder revolt. But the Disney board rejected the offer in February, and Comcast shareholders also showed little enthusiasm for the deal. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
As Comcast chief executive Brian Roberts announced today that his company was abandoning its bid for Disney, he offered the following postmortem of the deal that wasn't.
I think the only mistake is that we were assuming that the Disney board was going to talk with us, and it seemed inconceivable to me that they would not want to have a dialogue with the world premier distribution company.
To analyst Richard Greenfield with Fulcrum Global Partners, Disney's lack of interest in discussing a merger with Comcast raises big-picture questions about the future.
When I look at my favorite company, it's News Corp, where Rupert Murdoch has assembled a global platform of content and distribution that are vertically integrated and I believe creates tremendous opportunities for long-term value creation.
In other words, News Corp not only makes film and television shows, but it owns satellite systems that distribute its programming. Greenfield says Disney doesn't seem to feel that it needs to own the kind of distribution systems that Comcast's cable operations would have provided. He thinks that's a mistake.
Hedging your bet and being involved in both worlds, as you see with News Corp, as you see with Time Warner, can create the most long-term value with the least risk.
But some entertainment industry analysts, like Harold Vogel, were more skeptical about the Comcast bid. Comcast has no expertise in theme parks or movies or other operations that Disney owns, Vogel argues, and therefore the board acted properly.
Just because somebody shows up at your doorstep and says, I want to steal the company at a cheap price, you're down and out for today. You're getting a bad rating by your shareholders. Any solid board should not do that.
Comcast withdrew its bid the day after Disney's board concluded a much-watched meeting with a vote of confidence in Disney chief executive Michael Eisner. That was hardly what many shareholders expected. In March, more than 45% of them withheld support for Eisner's re-election to the board. So many observers thought the board would announce a plan for seeking a successor to Eisner. Greenfield found it surprising that the board did not act.
It is hard for me to believe that many companies could, you know, quote-unquote, get away with this scenario of events.
Greenfield acknowledges that Disney's performance has shown some improvement, which might encourage the board to stick to its position. But he has doubts as to whether the company can perform well enough in coming months to meet Wall Street's expectations. Once again, Vogel disagrees. Regardless of performance, he says, pushing Eisner out precipitously would have created chaos. And Vogel believes the board will still pursue a succession plan.
They're moving towards that. It should have been a lot sooner. It should have been done a year ago. You can argue all of that you want, but the fact is that they are now moving in that direction, and I believe they will, within the next 3 to 6 months, have something to announce on that.
Michael Eisner's contract expires in September 2006. The board has time to look around for a replacement, Vogel says, which is preferable to marrying in haste and repenting at leisure. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.